Welcome to the Manage My Wedding podcast, where we believe your wedding is the most important time in your life, and you deserve to feel supported and organized when planning the wedding of your dreams. I'm your host, Yvette Sitters.
Hello, welcome back to the Manage My Wedding podcast. I want to talk about today that big moment of walking down the aisle. And the reason I chose to talk about this and make a podcast episode about it is, well, a number of reasons. But firstly, let's admit it, it's like the moment you are thinking of. It is honestly one of the most thought of moments. And not just because you're excited about getting married and you're excited about walking down the aisle, but because you're also possibly terrified of that moment or nervous or scared. And I did a poll on Instagram, actually, not that long ago. It was a few weeks back. And I said, what is the main thing you are scared of or worried about on your wedding day? And there was like a few different things, like I'm worried I'll forget something important. Although there was all different things. Forgetting something important was the second most popular and most common thing that was said. But the first one that most people were worried and scared about was walking down the aisle. Like that went like bananas, like crazy. So many people said that. I could not believe it. I didn't expect it at all. I knew it would be high up there, but not number one. But then there was also so many messages from past brides who still follow me on Instagram who were like, that was my most scared moment before it, but it's my biggest memory and favorite moment now. And that started to make me reflect about my own wedding. And I was like, oh my gosh, I think I agree. I think deep down, I reckon that was my favorite moment too. Honestly, I do. There's so many amazing moments and memories that I have about the day, I absolutely loved cutting the cake. I loved being introduced into the room. I loved the speeches. I loved reading our vows. That was so much fun too. There's so many moments, so many. But the most vivid moment that sits in my mind as the memory is definitely walking down the aisle. And I absolutely love going back to those photographs and looking at that moment, watching me come down the stairs with my dad, and then because everyone could see me come down these stairs, and then walk down that carpet with my dad, and then my dad handing me over. Like, I love looking at my dad as much as I like looking at myself, just because he looks so proud and so happy, and we're kind of holding each other up in that moment. But my face, it just says it all as well in the photos. Like, you can see how happy I am. You can see that I'm trying not to cry with lots of like tears and emotions, obviously, inside. And then the photos of my husband, you can see like he's looking at me so happy that I'm there and just like, you know, that real puppy dog kind of look that they go into, like, So, you know, I wanted to talk about it because obviously, if everyone's saying that's the moment they're most worried about, most scared about, I wanted to kind of try and help alleviate that for you and give you a real like memory of how it really plays out and how to feel comfortable about that. Because there's so many people that are so nervous about that. They're nervous that they might fall over. They're nervous that they're going to walk down on their own because maybe you don't have someone you want to walk down with. And that's totally okay and fine. So I was like, how can I make you feel better about that moment? Because it is so, so special. It's so special. And I remember being nervous about that too. And also being worried I was going to trip over on the carpet, the white, we had like a creamy whitey, I think it was like an off-white carpet. And I was like, what if I trip? I'm sure some of you are thinking that, right? Some of you are thinking that. And in the lead up, I was nervous and I did think a lot about that moment. But you know what? When you actually arrive there at the ceremony, you are a big bag of nerves and emotions and adrenaline, and there is just so much happening that it actually does go fairly quick. When I look back at the photos, I'm like, wow, it looks like it went for so long. But I think because I'm looking at all the bridesmaids coming down and then all the different photographs that were taken of me and my dad. But it does actually go really, really quick. And it is as magical and as beautiful as what you are imagining it to be now. Oh my gosh, hand on my heart, it is that special. Like, it's so special. And I hope that's not freaking you out more. But it's the moment everyone is waiting for, including your love who's at the end. Like, everyone is waiting for you to arrive. Everyone is waiting to see you and look at you and connect with the two of you and feel the love between the two of you. So I want you to be excited about it. And yeah, nerves are normal, but what also happens in our stomach is we get unsure if the feeling is excitement or nerves. Or what we don't actually always realize is that nerves create the exact same feeling in our stomach as excitement does. Did you know that? If not, you do now. And that is something I've had to learn with children too, because I have to explain to my girls all the time, like, you know, they're going, my oldest daughter, she's going to present something at school. She's like, oh, I'm so nervous and I've put so much effort into it. And then we try and figure out if it's excitement and nerves or if it's both, because they have the same feeling. So, you know, when you get those butterflies in your tummy, and if you're anything like me, I think I went to the bathroom so many times before my wedding ceremony. You know, the nervous number twos or number million of number ones. Sorry for those of you who are like, I don't want that information, but it's true, because your stomach is just churning. It doesn't want to eat anything. It's nervous. It's just everything. But it's actually such a beautiful, beautiful moment. And if I could do it again over and over and over, I would, because it is the most special, special moment. So if I had to give you any piece of advice, because this is something that my actual wedding coordinator at the venue told me to do and I didn't because I was nervous and just forgot, is stop at the top and slow down and just look down that aisle and look at your partner and look around you before you head down the aisle. Because we came down the stairs and she said, oh, when you get down the stairs and you turn and you're at the top of the aisle, just stop and pause, take a moment, take a breath, take a look around, and I'm going to fix your dress as well at the same time. But I think I just was so nervous and panicky, I just like took off. And I do wish now that I could slow down that moment. And you can see, bless her, I've got a video and of a friend and you can see she's like, quickly, doing it as fast as she could because she could see I was like taking off. But I was so nervous I didn't get time to pause. So if you can do that, you likely won't remember, because I didn't. And look, I'm a wedding and event planner, so if I don't remember, you might struggle too. But if you can, just slow it down. There's no race. Take your time. Please don't get your bridesmaids or yourself. Don't do what I call the funeral walk, where it's like step, step, step. Just glide and just naturally walk beautifully and slowly. You don't have to go to the beat of the music or anything. And when you start walking down that aisle, connect with your partner's eyes. Just look at your partner's eyes, because that moment is really, really special. It is beautiful and it's everything you imagined and more. So that is what I wanted to talk about today. I wanted to share that it's such a big pivotal moment on your day, and it's something we dream of, but it's often something that we don't talk about at all in the lead up. So yeah, it is special. It is nerve-wracking. It is exciting, but it's really, really beautiful. So embrace it, slow it down, and just enjoy it. Enjoy it, and you will look back and remember that forever. Like, it'll be your most relevant and most relevant, probably not even the right word, but it'll be your most pivotal point of your wedding that you will remember forever, because it's so special. So embrace the aisle walk, I say. And if you're listening and you're like, I don't even think I want to walk down the aisle, that's okay as well. It goes really fast. So if you're nervous, don't worry. It does go quick. That's why I'm saying slow it down. But if you are dead against it and you're like, I can't think of anything worse, You can actually just come in from the sides. People do that. People that really can't stand the thought at the moment, and if it's tearing you apart and it's going to make or break your day, don't do it. Just come in from the side and come in from the side and you'll be there. But yeah, I hope this has helped you as well, maybe make some decisions or understand how you're feeling at the moment about that moment. Oh, I feel so like in love while I'm talking about it at the moment. Like, I had so many show notes to talk about, but I've just totally got embraced in this conversation and haven't looked at any of them. I got so excited. Yeah, it's you can tell by how I'm talking. It's just really incredibly special. So if you're feeling nervous, come and chat to me on Instagram at Manage My Wedding. Let's chat about it. Let's make you feel better. And then come back to Instagram after your big day and tell me about that special moment, because I want to know. I want to know about it and I want to see your photos. Come and share them with me. So that's it for the day. That's my helpful advice. If you love listening to the Manage My Wedding podcast, please go and leave it a 5-star review in the podcast app that you listen to, because it really does help and it helps other people find my podcast as well. And until next time, enjoy being engaged and staying stress-free and organized while planning the wedding of your dreams.